Hello and welcome. This audio is for wives who want to be a key holder during Locktober. This audio is long, but that's because I want to give you enough ideas to last all 31 days of the month. I would suggest listening to this a second time in the middle of the month just to get a refresher on what you can be doing to him. So, husbands, if you're listening to this, you need to stop. This audio is only for your wife. I'll be giving her some fun ideas, and it'd be best if they were just a surprise for you. So stop listening to this and let your wife listen to it on her own. Okay? Now that it's just the women, let's talk about getting what you want. Is there anything around the house that your husband hasn't gotten to yet? Any sort of chore of some kind that he's been putting off for weeks, months, years? Well, I can guarantee you by the end of October, your husband will have done all of those things. In fact, you can be relaxing on a Saturday morning with some coffee and a book, and he'll be just running around doing all the household chores. And in the evening, you can sip a glass of wine while he rubs your feet. Do you have kids that need to be picked up and dropped off? No problem. You can relax at home while he does that for the entire month. Now, this will take a little bit of effort on your part, but you will love the reward. You get your very own submissive husband who does all the work, and you just get to sit around, go shopping, hang out with your friends, and basically do whatever you want all month long. And at the end of the day, you're the one who gets off. You get orgasms all month long, even though he's the one doing all the work. It's counterintuitive, but he will worship you. So maybe you found this audio while searching for keyholder advice, but chances are that your husband found it and gave it to you to listen to. I assume you've had a conversation about Locktober and you're already interested in being a keyholder. I want to help you take it to the next level by understanding what your man is really after. You are going to manipulate him every day to get what you want. But don't worry. He wants to be manipulated in this way. And everything I'm going to suggest is, it's open for interpretation. You don't need to follow my suggestions verbatim. Just feel free to improvise depending on your relationship and what you feel would be best. So you can mix and match these suggestions too. In an example, if I suggest some naughty things that you could text him, you might instead say these things to him while you're just sitting on his face. It's all up to you. Just let your imagination flow. But the first thing you need to do on the evening of September 30th, you need to tell him that it's time to get locked up. October starts at midnight, and you want to make sure he's locked up for the entire month. Set a reminder for yourself so you don't forget. If you show that you're interested and you want this to happen, that will add to his stimulation. And don't send him to the bathroom to lock himself off. You need to be there. Whenever you put it on or he puts it on, it doesn't really matter. But you need to be the one who turns the key for the lock and pulls the key out, okay? There's a strong psychological component to you doing this. And then after you have the key in your hand, you smile and say something like, "You belong to me. Now kiss my feet." Make sure he says, "Yes, mistress," before doing this. You can establish a dominatrix name for yourself at this point. It can just be mistress, goddess, or whatever pet name you have, or you can combine them and be a goddess pet name, a goddess kitten, a mistress something. Now, let's talk about teasing. You're going to want to tease him every single day, multiple times a day. I'm going to say that again because it's so important. You're going to want to tease him every single day, multiple times a day. Some key holders like to make a deal and they only tease their husbands when they feel like it. But that is a mistake. If you want to get the most out of your husband, and I know you do, I know you want to get the most out of your husband, you're going to need to feed his desires. And if your sex drive isn't as high as his, you may not think about it much throughout the day. So I highly recommend taking advantage of your phone and putting some reminders in there. It will require a little effort on your part, but trust me, it is well worth it for what you'll get out of him. So this brings me to my first way to tease him, which is verbal teasing at home or in public. If you're not with him, text him. Make naughty comments throughout the day. It might be as simple as asking him if his cage feels tight, or after a couple weeks, you can make fun of him for having blue balls. Humiliation is effective and fun. So let him know you're thinking about how his cock is locked up and useless and his balls are getting full of cum and how it turns you on just thinking about the fact that you're the one keeping him in this state. Remember, this whole situation turns you on. At least that's the story you're trying to tell. It's all part of the manipulation. And if you don't know what to text him or to say to him, look up chastity caption pictures online. Tumblr is a great source for these. There's a Tumblr app and you can get it and have it separate from your browser. But by looking at these captions, you'll probably get inspired with some new ideas, and you could even text him the caption pictures. Since they tend to have a lot of hot women in the pictures, it will likely make him strain in his cage, which is something you can tease him about. So here are a few ideas about what you can text him or say to him when you're with him. Remember, you don't actually have to follow through with these things. These are just verbal teasings. You could say, "I really want to sit on your face tonight, and I think I'm going to piss in your mouth when I come." Or, "When you eat me out tonight, you're going to have to wear a butt plug and panties." Or even, "I'm so horny, I would love to jump on your cock. You could even fuck me in the ass, I want it so bad. But you're locked, so I guess you'll just have to watch me play with my toys instead. Too bad, huh?" You can even use, "I'm really enjoying this. Maybe we should do this for longer than a month. What do you say? Should we make it permanent?" Or, "How are your chores going today? I really want to sit on your face tonight, so you better finish your list. I wouldn't want to have to kick you out of the bedroom while I use my vibrator again." Or, this one's fun too. "Maybe next month we'll switch you to an even smaller cage. Wouldn't that be fun?" So those are just a few ideas of ways to verbally tease them. And as mentioned, you can find a lot more by just looking up chastity captions online. And then that brings me to physical teasing. This is the next necessary level of manipulation. Just dress like you're single and you're trying to pick up a man. Wear sexy clothes that show cleavage, or wear yoga pants, and make sure you flaunt your body in front of him. If you're showing off a lot of cleavage, just like lean over in front of him, make eye contact, and give your tits a squeeze. Oh, and then you can ask him if he just twitched in his cage. Or if you're in yoga pants, tell him to rub your ass. If it turns you on, great. If it doesn't, just act like it does. Maybe tell him, "That feels so good. I think tonight I'm going to get you to tongue fuck my asshole." Those kind of over-the-top comments, they will drive him wild. And you can just follow it up by saying, "Now go make dinner." This is how manipulation works. He'll do whatever you want him to do. I would also suggest getting him to regularly rub and kiss your feet, and get him to kiss your ass, even if you're clothed. Have him call you by your dominatrix name and use this as a way of reminding him who's in charge. Give him some minor rewards for doing his chores, like pull a tit out and let him fondle it or suck on it for a minute. Then put it away and just say, "That's all you get for now." Let him shower with you. Let him grope you if you want. Make him tongue your asshole in the shower and even put him on his knees and pee on him. It's all a way of reinforcing your superiority to him. And then when it comes to sex, there's a lot of fun things you can do when he's locked. If any of the following don't really turn you on, just try him anyways. Remember, this is about manipulating him to get what you want. The most obvious one is sitting on his face. If he wants you to lay on your back, tell him, no, you're in charge, so you're on top. And you can also ride a dildo while he eats you out. This may be a tricky position for some people. You'll just need to tell him you want this to happen and then work on a position that works for you. Have him fuck you with a strap on. Oh, embellish how good it feels. Bring out just the porn star inside yourself who gets super turned on when everything happens. While he's fucking you, tease him with threats. Say things like, fuck, this feels so good. Maybe we don't ever need to unlock you. And you can always try and get him to come in his cage. In fact, tell him that it's your goal to do this. You could use a vibrator on his cage every other day or so. Talk dirty to him while you do it. Just like tell a taboo story. I'll be talking about some taboo stories in a little minute, but tell him how he only has a limited time to come in his cage. And when you feel you're done, just turn the vibrator off and tell him that's it for the day. Hopefully he'll come next time. Mention his balls must be sore and then just laugh at him. You could also use anal play. You could sit on the edge of the bed while he eats you out, and he could be sitting on the floor riding a dildo while he gets you off. The following suggestion might shock you, but you can give it a try and see how he'll react. There are a lot of straight guys out there who are not attracted to men at all, but do have a fetish for cock, and it might surprise you that this will turn him on, but you should definitely test out the waters here. So if he's riding a dildo, wait till you see him getting into the moment. Then ask him if he likes to ride that cock. Ask him if he likes taking cock for his mistress. The idea may not turn you on, but give it a try. You might find that as a dominatrix, getting him to do anything for you is a real turn on. And then this brings us to other situations we've discussed. Like if you ride a dildo in front of him after you come, get off the dildo and just hold it there. Tell your husband that if you want a taste of my pussy, you're gonna have to lick it off this cock. If he complies, push him further and get him to suck on it and ask him if he likes being goddess's little cocksucker. But getting back to anal play, I highly suggest pegging him, which means fucking him with a strap on. This is such a dominant thing to do, and give him some advanced warning so he can prepare himself. And while you're giving it to him, say the dirtiest things he can think of. Making him come in his cage while you fuck him is possible. And if you did that, it would be a huge victory for you. Though I wouldn't do this the first week. Let him get time for his hormones to build. You could also use it as a reward for doing particular tasks around the house. So this next series of suggestions takes things to the next level. And I want to make it clear that bringing someone else into the marriage bed tends to be a really bad idea. It doesn't usually work out like it does in fantasy, and it's best to keep things between you and your husband. However, the fantasy of bringing somebody else in can be super hot. Let him know before the month starts that you plan on teasing him about it, but make it clear that it is just a fantasy and it's all part of the tease. This experience is supposed to be positive for you and your husband, so set clear boundaries. Any of the following suggestions can be quick comments in a text or in person, or they can be longer stories that you tell him while holding a vibrator to his cage. It can be a complete fabrication, but it's fun to fantasize about. You could threaten that you're going to tell your girlfriends or your sister. Using real women, you know, will make it hotter. One way to do this is go visit your friend or your sister, and while you're there, text your husband something like, I just told her about your cage. She wants to see it next time she's over. And you could follow this up with text like, she has some things for you to do around her house. And she said she'd sit on your face when you're done. Would you like that? Remember, doesn't have to be true, just part of the tease. And when you get home, don't let him know right away if you lied or not. Just let the idea linger. Just let it lie there. And you could even tell him you want to text her a picture. Just pull his pants down and snap a photo of his cage cock. You could also mention that there's a woman that you know that wants to fuck a guy with a strap on. You think your husband's the perfect candidate. You're thinking of inviting her over to fuck him doggy style while he eats you out. Get creative. Come up with something kinky. Like, a couple examples could be on the lookout for a hot woman walking down the street while you're driving with him. Point her out and say, we should invite her over so I can make out with her in front of you. I could even give her one of the keys to your cage. I wonder what she'd do with that power. Another example is if you know someone in real life who's lactating, you can tell them that she's been having a hard time lately and she's just producing way too much milk. You're going to have to invite her over and get your husband to help out by sucking the milk out of her titties. This could be a quick, fun comment, but it could also be a longer story while you're vibrating him in his cage. He could flick her nipples with his tongue while he breastfeeds, which turns her on. And then the only sensible thing to do is have her sit on your husband's face while he tongues her pussy to multiple orgasms. Let him know that she probably would have ridden on his cock, but it's all lucked up, so he misses out. You can also involve other men in the fantasy as well. If you're going out shopping or going to a friend's house, lie to him about where you're going. Tell him you really need to be filled with a cock and you found a muscly guy that you're going to go visit and then leave the house. And while you're at your friend's, send him the odd text like, oh my God, he's so big. I'm going to get stretched like never before. And follow that up later with something like, my jaw is so sore from sucking that big cock. I might have to bring you next time to suck it so he's ready for my dripping pussy. Then later you can say, wow, he pounded my pussy for 40 minutes. I never felt this sore. And it came so hard in my pussy. I'm so full of that other man's cum. And when I get home, I'm going to sit on your face so you can taste it. Then, that night, when you're riding his face, ask him to really get his tongue in there so he can taste the cum. Ask him how your freshly fucked pussy tastes. You can also tease him about how you want him to watch another man fuck you. How it turns you on and he'll be squirming in his cage while you get pounded by a big cock. You might even turn it into gangbang and have five guys there and take turns on you. Of course, you'll need your husband as a fluffer if it happens. A fluffer is somebody who sucks the cocks to keep them hard while they're not penetrating you. So you might think this kind of thing would be a turnoff for your husband, but I think you'll be surprised at what turns him on after a couple weeks in that cage. Then finally, you could pick a couple that you know and tell him that you want to swing. You informed her about the cage, though. She'll laugh about it, but that'd make it more fun. You and the other woman plan on making your husband suck her husband's cock in front of you so you can laugh at him and call him your little cocksucker. That might sound offensive, but humiliation is hot. Then, in the fantasy, when your husband gets the other guy's cock hard, he can fuck your brains out for hours. Meanwhile, the other woman is going to abuse your husband. She'll fuck him with anal toys, getting him bigger and bigger ones to test his limits. She'll even fuck him with the strap on, and she'll even piss on him if she feels like it. Then when her husband is about to come, you and the other woman are going to point at his cock directly at your husband's face so he can take his first facial. And near the end of the month, tease him with a big reward. Tell him you invited over a certain woman so you can have a threesome after he's released. You can also tell him you invited over a man to have a threesome when he's released. And of course, you can also tell him you changed your mind about the threesome because it's No Nut November, which means it's the month nobody's supposed to masturbate. It might just be better to keep him in his cage for another month. All these suggestions can be mixed and matched and combined, and I highly recommend keeping the tease going every single day and get eaten out every day. If it happens to be your period, that's when you can fuck him with a strap-on or use a vibrator on his cage, or he can still eat you out. Remember, the goal here is to get what you want. While this file has focused on what you can do for him, it's all about the conditioning him to get what you want. Get foot rubs every day. Get him to do all the chores. Get him to drive the kids around. Get him to get you a glass of wine. With some little effort on your part to feed his sexual desires, you're actually making it all about you. One last thing. If anything sounds like a no, just Try it anyways. Test the waters because it might just help spice up your love life.